Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, one game away from getting through the first round, which I'm so proud. Like I said before, to me, there was only one way that this season was going to be successful as we move forward. And by the way we played last night, we're showing that we want to move forward. The big storyline for me is Kirill the Thrill against Jason Robertson. Kirill the Thrill, Minnesota's big player, only one goal in the series, and our defense has pretty much shut him down throughout. Jason Robertson's got two goals, but here's the difference between Jason Robertson and Kirill Kaprizov is he's still producing. He still got about 7 or 8 points in the series. He's assisting, he's skating, his passing is crisp. He's been a huge part of the offense. Sometimes it's subtle, quiet things in hockey that also make the difference. He happened to pick up a second goal, which I still think once the rest of these playoffs get going, we're going to see a lot more from Jason. Once we get past this first round, which now we're down to one game to do so, I believe we're going to see a lot more from him. Anyway, once again, goaltending. You can't win a Stanley Cup without phenomenal goaltending. And Jake Oettinger is the best. I've watched quite a few playoff series this go around, and there, to me right now, if anybody wanted to say who's the best goaltender in the playoffs, I'm not biased. Jake Oettinger is the best goaltender in the playoffs. The saves that he's made in the series, the game before, when he makes that last save with 7 seconds to make sure that we tie the series up, the getting across the net presence and being able just to stop that last shot on goal. He's making heroic saves right now. He's our hero. Now, if there were supposed to be a MVP for each playoff series, which obviously they don't do that. They have the Conn Smythe trophy in the very end of the playoffs, which I now have finally learned it's not just the Stanley Cup Conn Smythe, it's the MVP for the whole playoffs. And right now, Roope Hintz is the MVP for this playoffs. If we keep going and get to where we need to be, he's the catalyst of what's going on right now. Last night, he made a record for 11 points in a playoff series, which is the most in Dallas Stars history. He passed Mike Modano and Sergei Zubov. What other great names do you want to pass when it comes to making history in Dallas Stars hockey? Anyway, game six on Friday. One more game to go. We're on our way. We just have to stay focused. And yes, there was a little bit of rough stuff last night. There were a couple scrums, but for the most part, we won on the scoreboard. And yes, we got a little bit into it, but I think this time it was more of showing Minnesota that we wouldn't back down from them either, that we wouldn't be afraid, but we didn't get so angry that that's the way the games kept going. So I'm proud to say that there was a balance between Dallas Stars hockey, getting down the ice, shooting the puck, playing incredible power play once again. Hottest power play in the playoffs right now, by the way. We're still at like 43%, which is incredible. And yes, we did get in a little bit of that scrum, but it was more of, hey, Minnesota, we're not scared of you. We're here to win this series. You know, I didn't get a chance to listen to Minnesota head coach's press conference, which I don't want to, because my thought is he's probably still finding a way to make an excuse. And, you know, the coaches that know they're going to lose the series are going to make excuses. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. One game away, boys and girls. One game away. Go Stars.